Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to have a wonderful healing session tonight. So we're going to do some water charging. So I'd like everyone to get a glass of water. Typically, 8 ounces is very adequate. And then also, we're going to be running over. So at the top of the hour, we're going to the light ship. And that could last, typically, maybe we'll just say 20 seconds here. I mean, 20 minutes. We'll have a great time. So what you can do if you're on this program for the first time, you want to probably click on the fast chat to communicate with us. It makes it a little bit easier, although you can still call in if you wish. And the fast chat is just the very last sentence on the blinking flower, the little box there that you're probably going to see. And then bring that up and minimize it after it comes up, and then scroll down a little bit further to the beautiful light beam. And we'll be doing some energy charging of her. She'll come in, and we'll just see how this show goes tonight here. And again, we're talking about heart energy. This is the theme for this week here, how to connect to your heart, how to listen to your heart. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. And greetings and blessings to everyone on this Saturday evening, July 14th. Welcome to the Creation Light Ship Healing Program on BBS Internet Radio. And like Ron said a moment ago, tonight's program is about the heart. And with each program that we do, live healings are the main emphasis of the hour, and also ascension teachings. And so there will be live healings going on throughout the whole hour, as brought to us by Ron and the Creation Light Ship. We're talking this whole week about opening up to your heart. And if you weren't able to be with us on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show, you can go into the archives and listen to those and also receive the healings that happened on those days. So sit back, get quiet and relaxed, and join us for a beautiful, sacred evening with the Light Ship for healing. And as Ron has stated many times, your spirit is your connection to the divine, and your spirit is therefore what heals your body. So your spirit must be present with you in your body as the conduit for the divine energy to flow through you. And the spirit resides in the heart, not the mind. And if you've been listening to this program for a while, you may have also heard every once in a while Ron has talked about when you get truly heart-centered, your ears should feel like they're actually on your heart, or that you're hearing from your heart, and your voice should feel like it's speaking from your heart, and your eyes should feel like they're on your heart or seeing from your heart. And I believe there was a saint, it may have been Saint Augustine, I'm not sure, but I think it was, who once said that when your heart's eye is healed, you will see God. So I think the heart is definitely the connection to your spirit, to the divine, and the Light Ship will be helping us with heart healings this evening. And also I believe that they're going to do a very special thing, which is holding a space for us to experience heart energy and our own divine connection without interference from mind control and other factors that are usually around us. So Ron, perhaps you could talk a little bit before the healing starts about heart energy and about our spirit and the connection between those two things.
Okay, so this is kind of beginning metaphysics, but your spirit, typically before you're born and conceived, checks out your parents, and it decides, what body it wants to come into. And then at that point in time, it connects with your parents during your conception, and then it puts this divine spark in. So let's talk about that just for a little bit here. So what happens is let's just assume that you decided to come into a given body. And everyone in your soul family that's here on the earth. This is your spiritual contracts that can be positive, but normally they're not, because you get set up on the spiritual realms. You probably have heard people say, well, this is your spiritual lesson, or this is, you know, the divine working the way it is, and this is why you have hardship, because maybe you didn't get this lesson in the last lifetime or something like that, and you're going through this process. Well, a lot of that is the Federation's way of describing a way so you can somehow logically reason why you're stuck here and why you're not being able to leave. And so they make up these rules for everybody about reincarnation. And typically that is the case that, you know, you messed up in the last lifetime, so now you're here to make amends. And then you have your spiritual contracts with people. And some contracts are okay, but a lot of those, if they're decided on the spiritual realm and you have no control over that, that's not the way the divine works. You're supposed to work with your heart center, and your spirit should be fully conscious with you. So this earth plane is kind of really mixed up, and the mind control here is just very, very intense, especially now, and it'll probably be more intense as the light ship is coming in to, in a sense, save itself, to save its creation. So this is kind of what's happening. There's like a tug-of-war going on, but the light's winning naturally, but, you know, it's still going to be a little difficult and maybe a little bumpy and rocky along the way here. So when the light ship finally comes, and the light ship is not, you know, these 3D UFOs that people talk about and see. This is actually creation energy itself, although some of the terminology that I use is kind of similar to our 3D brothers and sisters up there, because it's the only way to communicate in this languaging that we have in today's, you know, thought forms. So basically what we're going to do now with everyone is take you out of the mind control. And so the mind control is transmitted to us from off-planet negative ETs. So that's what I'll use as far as the terminology. And naturally, because they don't want the ascension to occur and they want to hold you captive here like they have for thousands and thousands of years. Typically, I would say most people who are listening now have probably been here for at least 10,000 years to maybe probably 60,000 years. And you should only have one incarnation, and then it's your free choice if you wish to come back again. But that's not the way the earth plane was set up by the matrix system of the dark side here. So anyway, we'll kind of like skip over that a little bit here. And it's true that I don't trust the Galactic Federation one iota because of what they're doing to us here by not helping us out and bringing energies down to stop what's happening here. Remember, they have the high technology and the consciousness to do that. And the cop-out, like I said on the last show, is that, you know, they say that we have to work out our own stuff. That's what they tell us. They can't, you know, law of non-interference, but they've already interfered with us. And so, you know, they should come in here and weed out the darkness that they brought to us from these off-planet dark side beings. Remember, we should be isolated here strictly in divine energy. The earth spirit was conceived from the light ship. It created the earth, and this is the creation of the divine, just like your spirit is. And you came here to enjoy a beautiful divine creation. And instead, somehow the dark side is holding you captive here. So what we're going to do now is release that mind control. And the mind control, like I say, affects everybody on the planet. And people who probably are in more of a responsible position, maybe in governments, etc., even your boss, you see, at your job, each time there's somebody who is in control of many people, they normally have a greater influence from the dark side coming to them to do more controlling on you. So what we're going to do now is give you some sacred space here. And we're first going to drop you into your heart center. We're going to do a chakra alignment and go to your heart centers here. And just sit back and relax with the light ship. There's no processing involved, no work for you to do. Everything is instantaneous. And here we go. We're going to work with your heart center right now. Perfect. Throat chakra. Great. Third eye. Great. Power chakra. looks good. Second chakra, good. First chakra, good. Okay, wonderful. So we're going to take you now and put you into your heart center. So we're going to count to from 10 down to 1. It's like an elevator dropping from your, say, your forehead, which is we'll say is where your consciousness would be, your waking consciousness. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. And then we're going to release the mind control from you for a few minutes here so you can be able to see how it feels that it would be like on other planets to be connected to your heart and not to have these cordings of energy and energy that's very negative attached and connecting to you. So here we go. You can visualize like an elevator dropping down 10th floor to first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And a couple more times, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you might see how you feel right now. You might sense the energies in your heart center. Like Sylvia said, you should feel like your ears are listening to me from your heart. And that if you talk at all, it'll come out of your heart center too. So just relax there. And we're going to now bring in the ship energy. We're going to have this light being get charged up on your monitor screen. So she's going to step into this photograph here. And this will take about 10 seconds as she enters. And now she's coming in. So just sit back and relax and watch the photograph. Some people like to put their hand maybe 6 inches away from their monitor and actually feel her energy go into your palm chakra. And she's coming in more stronger right now. And you may start to see the beautiful rays around here change color slightly. Her face right now is becoming more three-dimensional. And she's beginning to have the appearance of being a live photograph. And she's emitting white light out of her eyes for you. Mm-hmm. And she's going to connect now to you. It's just wonderful. Remember, the light ship only works in the now. And anything that's not in the now, that's in the future, is not typically light energy. It's a projection of thought. And that thought projection is typically matrix energy. And that's how things basically work here, is you put your thoughts out and eventually you bring back something, just like going fishing. And hopefully you don't take energy from someone else to cause someone harm by the force of your will through your thought projection. So, and that's the way most healers work here, is they use the mind to do healings instead of the heart. The light shift only works with love energy and heart energy. So you should be feeling this wonderful presence. And now we're going to start to help you out by eliminating the space around you of mind control. This could be anything that's off-planet coming to you or on-planet. It's going to eliminate the EMFs around you from your wiring inside of your house and from your computer. And you're going to have this little sacred bubble around you. So it's starting to come in now. And you may feel this beautiful light being connecting to your heart center. And here we go. So we're going to play some music so you can enjoy this experience. Ask your spirit and your heart for some guidance and help if you like. And you're going to feel the mind control lifting. And it'll be lifted in probably, I'll just count to 10 here, it'll be off of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now you're in your own sacred space, and you're not being connected to and quartered by any other energies. Let your body relax and just go with the flow here and connect with your divinity inside of yourself. Thank you. Okay. So, Sylvia, how is that for you right now with the energy?
It feels very, very wonderful to be just have all that stuff off and just experience, you know, your own energy without that influence. And it's very peaceful, very joyful, and very calming.
Yeah, the light chip will hold this energy. Normally they do it for a few minutes, but they're going to hold it throughout this show here. So you might start to feel that your body is actually more fluid as these energy cordings are being held off from you. During the universal shift, this will be one of the exercises that will be done for everybody. And so it's just part of the shift that's happening here. So we're having just a wonderful time here. Anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Oh, let me take a look. Let's see.
I guess the last one is about the ship being here. Yeah, the light ship only comes every 2,000 years. And so the light ship came here to help the Earth spirit out more than it has before in the past, about 2.5 years ago. And then, like we said in other shows, the light versus the dark here was about 20% light, 80% darkness. And that was true of the Federation also. These are our space brothers that are flying around in the UFOs trying to help us, so they say. And so now it's at 38% light, and it's at 62% darkness. So the Federation, just like we have, is a choice. The light ship has a lot of compassion for the beings that have fallen to the dark side by, you know, whatever they choose to do. Remember, all dimensions have physicality. And so the ones that have chosen to align with the dark force, which was never created by the light, are the ones that are causing the problems that we have here on the Earth plane. Remember, as above, so below. And so these extraterrestrial beings, these UFO people, saucers, etc., and also invisible ones on the next dimensions above us are causing us trouble. And they live off of our emotional energy from us. So this is an emotional planet, so they have a nice place to come to get emotions off of people. So when you're happy, they take your energy, and when you're sad, they take your energy. When you're in trauma and fear, they take your energy. And this is just, we're like a food source to them in that aspect. So the main thing is to get into your heart center and live your own life and kind of get out of the matrix. Listen to your own divine guidance and stay out of your head, because the head is thought energy. This is why all the masters tell you to get out of your head and have your ego self, we'll call that your consciousness, walk with your spirit. And it has to surrender to your spirit because it wants to do stuff its own way. And you know how stubborn we can all be at times. And sometimes it could be not for our best and highest good. So you want to just always stay heart connected. This is the light ship's ability to connect with you through your heart. And this is where your spirit was created. So this is your spiritual walk. Like I say, all you need is one book in your spiritual library. You know, with one page, go within. This is the teachings of Jesus. And this show is typically repeating the same sessions that Jesus has performed, 2,000 years ago. So the healings that we're doing are what he was basically maybe downloaded to do from the light ship. So, any other questions out there, Sylvia, that we may have?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what blocks heart energy. Why do we, you know, get away from heart energy? What are the things that tend to, you know, either close up the heart or keep us from operating from the heart energy?
Yeah, mainly it's just traumas that we occur. You know, we have physical traumas. The whole thing is judgment. And so the initial body that was created on the light ship, that was created for we'll say some extraterrestrial race in the universe was brought here and altered with different DNA changes, which is fine, but the body still holds spiritual integrity. So I'm sure that our physical body, if we went to another planet, we would look alien to them typically, okay, because they have different life forms too. But what happens is the initial body did not have judgment in it. So if we go back to when we were seeded here initially by the ET races, this is why we have different types of people, different races on the planet. They're from different cultures, we'll say, or different planets, you know, from the ETs, and they brought us here. And one interesting thing, since the body at that point is full of judgment, how much judgment is your body carrying from its initial ancestors off-planet here before the first humans came here? So that's something to ponder. Anyway, that's a whole different show probably to actually get into that aspect. And I do healings on people's spirits from conception going forward. And we do a lot of healings for your physical body. But the main thing is what you're dealing with is judgment. And that judgment resonates to your consciousness. And then from there you do things according to that consciousness. And the body is desperately trying to heal itself. Remember, your physical body will kill itself to get well. It's that dedicated to its life, but it has to get your attention. It has to wake up the ego to tell you that you have a problem. So, you know, all of a sudden you end up with maybe a broken arm, or maybe you're older, maybe you have arthritis, or you have a heart condition or something. Well, your body was trying to tell you that throughout your lifetime here, but you just missed the clues. And you can heal the body anytime. You know, if you have enough life force energy in you, and if your spirit's with you enough, then you can have a perfect healing if you release your baggage, which is what you're trying to do initially before you got the illness. And, you know, as we know, if we go to the hospitals, you're going to be seeing a lot of people, probably maybe 60 to 90 years of age in there, and there'll be people that will not be quite as old in the hospital. And it's because it takes quite a while to actually manifest an illness. So the main thing is the judgment that we have stored inside of us is what's going to kill us. And that's separation from spiritual truth. And the judgment is just judging the divine. Remember, the light ship doesn't look at each creation that you create and say, this one's good, this one's bad. It doesn't judge its creations. It doesn't judge you, and it doesn't judge what you create or what kind of lifestyle you have or anything like that, because it's all a creation. It's all an experience that it's chose to give you, with non-judgment. So you're doing whatever you choose to do, and it's with the aspect of your spirit, hopefully, having your body present the energy that it's using through the creativity of your knowledge to produce some type of maybe picture painting, or maybe you build houses, or maybe, you know, maybe you're a street sweeper or whatever. It makes no difference. It's all a creative process. So you want to do the best that you can do in that creative process to connect with your spirit, to find the best way to do things. So the whole thing is judgment, which is what we're working with. And if you don't go to your heart center, you're not going to really fully understand, you know, that you're a spiritual being. You know, everybody talks about that you're a spiritual being, you know, in a physical body. That's just you know, a lot of verbiage. You know, have you ever, you know, like we did earlier, connect to your heart center? This is where you have to go to actually experience that. And the divine doesn't judge you whether you do this or not. You know, at this point, the light ship would like to see everybody on this planet doing the ascension process. Unfortunately, the people on the planet here have not worked with their energies, worked with their judgment energies, to do this process. On most other planets, since the light ship comes every 2,000 years, most people start working on themselves about 500 years before the ascension process. And what happened on the last go-around, when Jesus came, he had the predecessor, which was Buddha. I think that was about a little bit over 600 years before him. And he came to jumpstart people to start working on themselves. But the spiritual teachings kind of went sideways because the dark side didn't want to tell or work through him completely to tell you the whole truth that, hey, you have a chance to do this beautiful transformation of your body, so you want to release your judgments. So they kind of switched it over to, well, here's karma. And you're here, you know, because of the problems of your past, and you have to figure out what happened, and then from there, you know, work on it. And, you know, if you look at each day in your life, you do something that's goofy, you know, or maybe you stepped on an ant, you know. Well, at that point, you know, you're not going to ascend, hypothetically, but you will. But the teachings are all some kind of entrapment of the dark side, typically trying to keep you here, but not giving you the true spiritual truth. So what should have happened was Buddha should have strictly explained that we are here now to start to clean out your body from past judgments. And when you conceive a child, it'll be much more pure than you. And then in 600 years from now, when the next person comes to facilitate this universal shift, which is what Jesus did, this person is going to come, and your children are going to be, you know, like 95% done with this cleaning process, and they're going to have the ascension process. And instead, it didn't work that way, so Jesus came, and he had to start from like square one, you know, like preschool, trying to educate all these people, and he was having wonderful results with it, but the dark side crept in through the Galactic Federation, and the Galactic Federation, who was his backup band, was supposed to allow and help him to finish his mission here for the ascension. Remember, these beings, too, that are invisible in the spaceships, we'll just use that terminology here, also we're going to go through the ascension process. So when you look at that, you'd say, gee, if they know about it and probably have a much higher consciousness, why would they somehow want to not have their race or themselves even do the ascension? And why would they put down here the mind control that people had, and I believe that they actually stopped the entities from having healings from the earth spirit. I'm looking at that now, and that's probably what it feels like. So these earth spirits now, these entities, emotional bodies, would now start attaching to people, which makes it even worse, because now you have entities coming into your body. And that's another sad state of affairs, because you can't get back to your true spiritual energy when you have an entity with you. So all of a sudden you're kicked out of your body. You can't get your healings that you need. Your spirit's elsewhere. Entities come into you and start using your body like a marionette with a puppet. And like I say, most people are 20% of their bodies. So there's no way you could ever ascend by only holding 20% spirit energy. When you're born, you're 100%. You should be that way throughout your lifetime. So the Federation is responsible for all that, these dirty deeds that they've done to us here through a long, long period of time. And so it's kind of like a race. Is the Federation going to come into spiritual integrity, and which they can change instantly just like we can? Are they going to bring in total light into the planet here and stop the wars, stop the famine, stop the killings, stop the mind control that's being transmitted to us from off-planet? Are they going to stop the hurricanes and the bad weather patterns? Because they have the technology and the consciousness to do this. Remember that they're much more adept than we are. So it's up to them. So there's really no law of interference if they can't come do this here. They're already impinging upon our free will by allowing ET abductions, having women have eggs taken from them, having their fetuses taken at 1.5 to 2 months, and it's just an awful situation. So your only saving grace that you have yourself here is to connect with your spirit energy, and that spirit energy is what's inside of your heart center. And so this is, what the light ship is here to do, is to help you with this process, but it's up to you to do the work and the homework to release your densities from yourself. And this is the actual process of ascension, is to connect with your spirit. Your spirit has all the energies. There's really nothing out there that's going to ever teach you how to do the ascension process, because it's such high frequencies that you're never even going to understand what it is. People can talk about it maybe in some books, but the actual nuts and bolts of it, you're never ever going to figure out, because it's such a high frequency energy that you won't even be able to see it. So the whole thing with this light chip healing that we're doing here is to connect you with your heart center. This is your saving grace. And this is the whole process of this show, is to align you with your own divinity, to regain your own divinity back to yourself. Because nothing outside of yourself is ever going to save you. It's actually you that needs to connect. Your consciousness, your ego, has to surrender itself to the heart in order to move forward in consciousness, if you choose to do the ascension. So, Sylvia?
So a minute ago, Ron, you mentioned that when we're born, you know, we're born fully in our bodies, and then because of judgment and pain and trauma and various things that happen, we tend to kind of come out. And I know at one point, I think on one prior radio show, the light ship actually was able to take us each to that feeling of the time when we were born and we were, you know, whole and complete, or completely.
If we could do that, if you notice, you should feel very free right now.
Yeah.
Around your body, okay? And if you notice, your ears may actually hear silence. And it should be very peaceful for everyone. So, yeah, we'll do that, Sylvia. Thank you. So what we're going to do now is connect you fully with your spirit energy. And the light ship's going to do this for you. Like we said earlier, you know, the light ship does all the work. You just have to show up for it. There's no processing involved. But they can't force you to keep your spirit with you, but they can't show you what it's like to be in spirit energy, okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and we're going to bring in the parts of you that left. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should be pretty much in your body again here. I'm scanning everyone here. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So you should feel a lot heavier in your body as your spirit unites with your physical life form. So just kind of sit back and relax here, and the space will be held for you. Stay in your heart center and communicate with your spirit now. If you can't hear your spirit, ask it to talk louder. So we'll see you back in a couple minutes here. Okay, so hopefully you should feel the complete energy of your spirit with you. Like I said, your body will probably feel a little on the heavy side, because as your spirit comes into this density of your physical life form, your body will feel a little heavy. When it comes in more fully, like it has, you should feel tingles in your body. Your whole body should feel conscious. And you should have just wonderful intuitive psychic vision. Or if not, you should be able to sense energies around you that your body is connecting to. So how are you doing, Sylvia? Anything on the fast chat?
Well, we have some people that are very much enjoying the safety of having that space provided by the light ship. Let's see. No other real questions that I see right now.
Okay.
And I think we're getting about to quarter to the hour, so this would probably be a good time to do our water charging.
That's good. So you should all have your glass of water. If not, get your glass of water ready. Just a typical glass, 8 ounces is fine. It doesn't matter if it's actual glass or plastic. You may have a preference there, but the water will change its frequencies regardless of what type of container that it's in. And we're going to re-energize this beautiful light beam here. That's on your monitor screen. And, yep, she's ready to go. We'll just give her a little more energy here, ask her to come in a little stronger for us here. And she loves working with us. And here she comes in a little stronger. So take your glass of water now and just put it in front of you. And you want to put one hand on each side of it. Like I said, the light shift only works heart to heart. This is where you're going to get your information that will be correct for you. And it'll be just special for you in your heart energy with your spirit. And the light shift only works heart to heart. They don't work with mind energy to actually talk to you. So, you know, your gateway to the divine is through your heart. So here we go. She's ready, so you're going to start to feel your hands probably pulsate and get energized here. And some people actually feel their fingers getting kind of prickly sometimes. You may feel pulsations in your body. You might feel your arms getting warm because you're running energy from your heart up your shoulders, you know, down your forearms. Your palm chakras are radiating a lot of love energy now. So you're charging this energy up with love, and this love is designed just for you. This is all different frequencies of love energy. This is what your body needs right now, this moment in time, to help it do some healings. Okay, it looks like we're about ready here. So she's saying probably 10 seconds more. She wants to give a little more energy for you. There we go. Now she says everybody can have their little sip or drink of water. So just sample your water now and just see how it tastes. Hmm. Oh, boy. Very good. Mine's always good. Nice and juicy. Wonderful. So how's yours, Sylvia?
It's very wet and silky.
Yeah.
Really good.
If anyone would like to comment on fast chat, that'd be great. Just see what your experience is with this beautiful water. And if you don't drink all of it, you may want to put part of this in your bath water. So it'll energize your body, too, if you put it in the bath water. So what we're going to do now is, I guess, another healing here. They're going to see if they can help you with your communication with your spirit now, okay? So we're going to make sure everybody's in their heart center. So here we go, dropping you down again here. So that same elevator effect here. Remember, this channel is made for you right now, and it will stay with you for your whole lifetime. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There, now you're in your heart center. And Tamara's asking about the three new chakras. Well, we actually have 108 of them. So the Lightship doesn't get involved with that aspect. It's probably going to be using the other chakras for the ascension process. So, and the fact that, you know, we may know that we have three new ones is immaterial right now, because we're still using the system of the six main chakras for the body. So I won't get into that aspect at all, because it's not necessary at this point here. So you're in your heart center right now, and just kind of stay there. And what we're going to do now is have the light ship connect you better with your consciousness. So what we're going to do now is ask your ego self, your consciousness, to open up a gateway here, a connection to your spirit. We're going to ask it to start to surrender part of its energy that it has, so it can reunite with your spirit and understand its concept. Because remember, your ego was connected fully with your spirit when you were born. And then as you started to awaken a little bit with your physical movements and getting kind of a mind of your own, we'll talk about the terrible twos, you know, at that point there's a big separation happening. So what we're going to do now is bring you back below the age of two, where your ego self, your shadow side, if you want to call it that, was completely in alliance with your spirit. So I'm going to count to 10, and you can be brought back to that stage in your development and allow you now to integrate in this present time that same energy. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. And you should be integrating right now. And, you know, like I said, ask your spirit, like, to turn the volume up to talk louder. And you have to command, typically, your ego self to now to surrender fully into your spirit, so it can understand a whole different way of life. It'll be much easier. And just do this now, and we'll put some music on while you're doing this process here. And this divine light being on the screen will assist you. And just know that it's done as you request this information. Keep asking for guidance. Thank you. feel really good now. So how are you feeling, Sylvia? How's your energy connection doing?
Wonderful. It's just great to have that communication with yourself, I guess you would say. And there's so much love there and so much grace, I guess I would say, that it just makes you want to just be in that space and never come back out.
Yeah, so we'll just cover a couple of Tammy's questions here, talking about light warriors to clear entities and mind control. Well, that's up to the earth spirit, number one, for the entities. It'll have to request something. And then number two is the mind control. That's with the Federation right now. Remember, the universal shift will take care of all of this here. Like I say, it's a race. Is the Federation going to turn into 100% light before the universal shift to make this place heaven on earth instantly within a blink of an eye, snap of a finger? Or are they just going to hang on to the dark side's teachings and their own mind control that they're dealing with, and surrendering their free will to the darkness? And then at that point, the light shift will come in and dematerialize the universe, and everything will be brought back into spiritual integrity. And from there, it'll be reformed again. And this is your opportunity now, to have the ascension process where you can have your body ascend. So everything is already in motion. It just depends, how the players want to work with this here, which is the Federation. So, like I said, that's the energies that betrayed Jesus. And he also talked about, that's what he said on the cross, why did you forsake me? That's who he was talking to, is the Galactic Federation, his backup band here, his protection, his spiritual overseers in a sense, so he could continue and in a sense, save the planet of the control of energies that were here so the body could ascend. And then he also said a thing about entities, forgive them for they don't know what they do. So what that means is that mind control is very strong here, and entities were also here. So that's another, key phrase that you can look at. But after the ascension process, everything will be cleaned up. So, everybody talks about the Federation helping us, first contact coming with these beings to give us high technology. Well, they're already doing that now. But why didn't they clean up the mind control in the process? They brought us the TV and the radio and, everything that we have now, including military stuff. And so, why aren't they helping us out on a positive note? It's up to them to do this. So here we are, where we're going to be. We're sitting here right now. And, like I said, first contact is really to meet your spirit. That's what I have on my website with the song by Van Halen. Contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. That's connecting to your spirit. It's a very nice song by Van Halen. And it does talk about our space brothers coming. One of the phrases is, there she stands in a silken gown, silver light from shining down. That's the beautiful energy coming down from our the light beings that are, in the Federation, but they're just not here yet. That's the unfortunate thing. But on a positive note, the light ship is changing the energies here. It's working with the Federation, bringing them into wholeness, but they have to surrender, just like we have to do. Like I said, as above, so below. So, it's up to them to do their thing to get out these negative influences from us so we can have a lot of spiritual help and guidance here, which is what their role actually is. So until that happens, we're going to be probably where we are. But the light ship is working, moment by moment to clean out and weed out this darkness out of its creation. And at some point, it's not going to be here at all completely. It'll be gone. And then that's when the universal shift will happen. The universal shift will eliminate this darkness. So I guess it's about to get up on the hour. And like we promised here, we'll go to the light ship. So this is your first time doing this here. You're going to be taken up to the light ship out of time. And this part of the show will not work on the archives. All the other healings will, and all the shows. When we go to the light ship, you must be with me in person so I can connect with your own energy field and bring you up. And so the way it works, you're taken up out of time. You're a sine wave, in a sense, you're a vibration. You're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on continuously, although we're not aware when we're not here. So when we're not here, we're going to be there. And if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see on the light ship. People who can bring back images, pictures of the light being that they saw, they can describe them just like they're describing who you would look like. They use mental telepathy to talk with you, and this is mainly for physical healing. So I'd like all of you to maybe pick maybe two or three issues right now that you're dealing with in your life, a challenge possibly. Typically, it's all physical, okay? Don't ask for more spiritual development or to have your third eye opened up or anything like that. If you have an ache or pain in your body or physical problem, this is what they work with. And the other densities down here cause the problems, like your emotions. So if you're really an emotional basket case, the healing may not work the way it did on the light ship because the baggage created it and it will recreate it over again. So you have to change your concept, your ego self, your mind, your thought patterns to facilitate a 100% healing. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, or birds or anything like that, one lady brought up bees one of the sessions here. Just think of them now in your consciousness, but don't go overboard. Only a couple of things, please. If you have a garden in your backyard, you want to bring the garden up to give it more life force energy, or maybe plant some flowers around your house, you can do that too. And we're ready to go up here. So you're going to be going up through a beautiful white light tunnel. And you're going up to the creation light ship. There is only one creation light ship. And this is what Jesus used for all of his teachings and healings. And he was from the creation light ship. So here we go. We're going up right now. And now we're there. And we're having our body scanned. And they're checking out to see what type of sentient being we are. There's many that they work with, probably millions, through this universal shift, and we're just one of these life forms. So they're reading our DNA, and now, you know, our animals and pets and whatever we brought up in our consciousness, they're now leaving us, and they're going to their special location for healing. And we're now going into an orientation room. And on the light ship, there's all different type of beings. This is your first incarnation. A lot of them look physical like we do. And they'll be leaving the light ship to go off to the universe after the universal shift. So these are brand new beings that are just created just for this practice of helping us. And so here we go. We're talking now with these beautiful light beings. Most of the teams are male doctors. And in a sense, they're cross-training to work on all different life forms. We're just one of those life forms of probably millions of them. So, and we're telling them what now, what our problems are. So if you have a problem in your body, you might just think it inside of your head right now. You're also talking or communicating through mental telepathy up on the light ship. And we can be there as long as we like. We're actually at free choice to select what type of beings we wish to work with and also what their technologies are. There might be one particular race that has many different technologies, and we may want to experience that. The very end result is typically the same. It'll be a healing. But you're at free choice to their technologies. So we're going down a long hallway, and it's a kind of a gradual curve. If you look out the windows on the left side, you can see the universe. If you look to the right, the wall is normally kind of a silver-colored wall, very bright, very shiny, and doors will appear automatically. The environment here is very, very sterile in a sense. There's no bacteria growing in the light ship at all. It's very, very high frequency. This is where creation starts. On different floors of the light ship. Right now we're in the area where they're doing healing work. But everything created from the light is on this light ship. And so now we're going into the first room, and this is the room where the hot tubs are. Very nice. There's different colored gels, and I'm seeing a lot of yellow gel right now. The gel will not touch your skin, but it will just kind of float over your body. And we're laying in these hot tubs. We all have our own particular teams, so energies will never mix from one person to the other. And this is going to help you to detoxify your body. And we're going into another room. And they want to bring us into one of the crystal rooms here. So let me see which room this is going to be now. This is a room where they have many, many different colored crystal clusters. Kind of like clear quartz clusters that we see down here, but they're very, very large. And there's, you know, just all different types of colored frequencies that they emit. So each one has a special color. So we're levitating in this room. The room is very, very large. I'd say it's probably around 200 feet across. And so we're just kind of levitating over different particular crystals. And the ones that you need are the ones that you're going to. So I'll let you experience these rooms here now. And I'll just put some music on. And request your healing inside of your head. Remember, you have to ask for healing because the light always sees you in perfection, moment by moment. So you want your next moment to change, and you have to ask for a healing. So I'll see you back in a little bit here. Before, you're out of time and space right now. You're actually in creation energy on the light ship. And we have a question here, which is a very good question. Why are there only male doctors? Well, there are some female doctors. But what happens is the females are the actual team that instructs the male doctors what to do. And so it's quite interesting, but they're the ones that monitor us. We communicate with them, and then the males do the work. So maybe it's kind of like it is down here. But anyway, like they say, behind every man there's a woman, you know. So anyway, that's the process that they have up there. And there are actual female teams working. So that's why most of the teams are males, because they're being instructed by the females, who probably are maybe a little more empathic, or that's what their job title is. As I'm looking up there, there are very, very few males instructing females. I'm looking at the females doing work with people right now, and their team to help them out are females also. So very good question. Thank you for asking that. So again, request your healings here. We're going to go to another location. And this location is where the beautiful swimming pool is. This has a liquid light energy water. It's very much like the water at Lourdes, France. It doesn't touch your body. But this water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And this is a lot of people's favorite location. And there's all different types of mammals and water-type spirits. coming to us right now are everybody's favorites. These are the dolphins. And so this particular being of light is going to come to us now as dolphins. There's three of them. Two will be on underneath you, one on each side. One will be on top of you, and then it'll be swimming and doing this wonderful healing for you. So again, request your healing and just experience the dolphins. If you wish to actually feel them down here, put your hand out in front of you. The dolphins are approximately about, on the light ship, they're about 14 inches away from you. So if you move your hand out about a foot, you're going to probably actually feel the presence of them and move it from side to side and up and down. And depending how your abilities are, you may actually feel the softness and the slickness of their skin. It's just very, very soft and gentle. So you can do that now if you wish. Put some music on and remember, request your healing. Here, and we're going to go into a room where they can help us release our physical body pain. So if you have any concerns anywhere on your body, we're going into this large room. There's many, many doctor teams there. Like I said, each team normally is three male doctors, and they have all different types of technologies. It's like going into like a expo of different healing modalities, and you can talk with them as long as you like. Remember, you're out of time up there. And so the time will expand for whatever you need. So you can be in that room for, we'll say, maybe a couple of hours typically because you're out of time, but we're in time down here. And they always make you feel comfortable. They can show you, in a sense, like projections and holograms of how their different procedures work. In a sense, they could maybe, with our terminology here, we'll say produce a monitor screen on a computer, and you could watch a procedure of someone else if you wish. But it makes you feel very at home, very comfortable. You're probably actually feeling the love that they have right now for us here. This is a divine love that's really hard to explain. It's all heart-centered, not mind-centered. So you're going to feel your body get very calm and relaxed because your body knows what love is. Every cell in your body knows about love energy. And so we're in this room now. And so request your healing if you have any physical body pain, and they'll start to work with you. Location, and we're still in the previous rooms, and I can only see one room at a time on the light ship, is we're up there doing the work with everyone here. And we're going into a room now where they're going to be working with our blood. So you might feel a little more energized after this process here. They're also working in another location. They're going to be working with our kidneys and our bladder. And another location, they're going to be working with our bones and our ligaments and tendons and muscles. So if you have any concerns there, just request it. And we'll play another song here, then we'll probably be coming back down here from the light ship here. So, again, request your healings. And see you back in a few minutes here. Another room before we leave. We're going to go to a different location on the light ship. And this location is where your spirit was created. Remember, like I said, all creations of the universe in light is created on this light ship. So we're going up some different levels on the light ship to where your special room is. And you're opening the door now. And as you look across this room and you're looking at it physically, you're actually seeing a beautiful light being standing there. And it's just awesome. What I'm going to do is count to 10. And at 10, this beautiful light being, which is your spirit, recreated, is going to walk fully into you. And you may feel it happen down here. This is a very sacred room. And I'm going to just love this experience here. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And this is... the divine walking into you. Love walks in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just sit back and relax and enjoy the reunion of you and your spirit. Vegas to one other location. And this I've only done a few times with the people on my regular conference lines, so this will be a treat for you. We're going to go to the outside of the lightship, like on the top floor, and it's a protected area. We'll just say it's like enclosed in glass. We're up there with our physical body, so we're going there right now. And they have like tables there that we can sit in, and we're actually going to be able to look and view the universe. And this is very mind-blowing in a sense that you actually can see physically on the lightship and bring back your thoughts instantaneously to you. It's very, very nice and just very, very awesome. So we're going there right now. We're opening the door up, and now we're walking out in this patio area. And I'll give you that experience right now. Going back to the orientation room, and we're thanking all the doctor teams for working with us this evening, and they're talking to us also, telling us what they found is wrong with us and what corrections they've done. This is a journey between, you know, you and them and consciousness. I don't get the information, but it's up to you and them to decide how your healings are working. So this is the Creation Lightship working for you to help you get into more wholeness. Next, we're going into the transporter room, and your animals and your pets and your flowers and your gardens and trees and whatever else you brought up is now coming to you, joining you, and they're putting around you this special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which you can utilize for the next 5 days. It'll be in your auric field. You can request healings if you like, and it will resonate to what they have done on the light ship this evening. You will not be going to the light ship, but you will have this cocoon energy to help you out. So just keep requesting if you need to have additional healing. And I'm having a special ascension call next week. It's on Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The cost is only $60. It's a 4-hour conference call, much like we did this evening. If you like the way you feel right now, just think what 4 hours would be like. And they do water charging where they charge 7 gallons of water, one for each day of the week after that. So it's just a very, very wonderful healing session. The time goes by very quickly. We've been on the show for about an hour and a half now, so you know that you're not really tired, and it's very easy to do. So, and you want to get a speakerphone, so just connect with me. My phone number is listed here. You just send me an email, and I love getting emails from people on their healing and how they felt on the light ship. So this is my connection to you, is your email. So definitely send me an email, because I'd like to at least read what you have to say. And then also my conference calls are $20 for a 1-hour call. Very affordable, too. Those are Mondays and Fridays. So we're getting ready to come back right now. And they're creating a beautiful white light tunnel for us to come down through. And they're starting this right now. And we're coming back. And now we're here. Okay, how was that for you, Sylvia?
It was very, very wonderful. And this whole week has just been a joy to be with everyone here and to talk about this beautiful heart energy and then to experience it. And I want to say thank you to Ron and to the light beings for the wonderful and very sacred healings that you brought to us this evening. And want to say much love and blessings to everyone who's listening, and hope you carry this beautiful heart energy with you throughout the rest of your weekend, and we will be back with you on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And until then, much love and light to all of you.
And the same here, so blessings to all of you. And if you're back east, you're going to have a wonderful sleep. If you're probably up pretty late right now at 1:30. So if not, you know, if you're a night owl, then just enjoy this energy. The light beam will be on your monitor screen, and she'll stay energized for the next half an hour. So ask for healings. And I do love having your emails, and I want to just thank all the ones that have sent money to me for supporting me for this show. I really appreciate that because it keeps the show on the air. And, you know, this is the way we do this here. So thank you so much, and blessings to all of you. And I hope you had just a wonderful healing and great experience here on the light ship. So blessings, and hopefully we'll see you next time we come on here. And good night to everyone.
Good night.
This is